This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, February 19th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Emily Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Protests and political unrest in Haiti were at their highest in years last week. CNN reports that 24 Canadian missionaries have been stranded on the island and are trying to escape the country. The Worldview received notice that an American missionary's family left Haiti last week, and the missionary father has stayed behind to continue to minister to the Haitian people. Pray for those who have left family behind to flee to America, and those who are remaining. Ask the Lord to grant protection and peace in the midst of the fighting over increased inflation and accusations of corruption against Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. Philip Zodiades, a Christian father and businessman who helped a mother and her daughter escape the U.S. back in 2009, has been imprisoned and is now waiting to have his case heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. The Worldview has reported previously that Zodiades was helping the mother, who became a Christian out of a lesbian lifestyle, escape from her previous lesbian partner. The Zodiades family sent a prayer update on the case, asking people to pray for Philip's witness at the prison, his health, his wife Kathy, and most of all, quote, an intervention from the Supreme Court, end quote, and a pardon from President Trump. If you would like to support the family with their $330,000 in attorney's fees, follow a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In 2 Timothy 3:11, Paul recounts the times he was persecuted. Persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Illinois Right to Life is fighting radical proposed pro-death legislation. Pro-abortion lawmakers are wanting to do away with the Illinois Abortion Law of 1975 and the Illinois Parental Notice of Abortion Act of 1995, which requires the abortionist to talk to a parent, grandparent, or guardian about the intent to kill the unborn child 2 days before killing the baby. The Worldview interviewed Mary Kate Knorr, the spokeswoman for Illinois Right to Life, who described the Illinois legislature's hostility to babies.
Obviously, in the state of Illinois, we have an overwhelming Democratic legislature. Many of our legislators have been endorsed by Personal PAC, which is an abortion-promoting political action committee here in the state of Illinois that has been around for almost 30 years. So most of them have been endorsed, which means that they've committed to signing legislation like this.
Knorr said that the push for more radical pro-abortion legislation is an act of desperation on the part of the abortion industry.
I don't think they feel emboldened. I think that our governor feels emboldened because he just won this election, and I think he's feeling a little bit on top of the world right now. But as for our state legislature, it is not lost on them how desperate the abortion industry is right now. They are pulling out all the stops to make everything happen in the event that Roe v. Wade is overturned.
She said that the greatest prayer request is for the people of Illinois.
We actually have a prayer campaign right now that is praying for a miracle that will change the moral direction of the state of Illinois. I think we need something profound to occur that will open people's eyes and really change the direction of the state.
Pray for a rending of hearts and not of garments in Illinois and across the U.S. about this national holocaust. Joel 2:12-13 says, "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity." By contrast, God has been moving in the Kentucky Senate, where 31 senators approved a bill that would protect the unborn babies after the heartbeat is detectable, usually at 6 weeks in the pregnancy. Only 6 senators thought the presence of a heartbeat was immaterial. Praise God for Kentucky's 31 courageous senators. Republican Governor Matt Bevin, the homeschool father of 9 children, 4 of whom are adopted, said, quote, "At the end of the day, we will prevail because we stand on the side of right. and we stand on the side of life, end quote. Florida, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, Texas, and West Virginia have also introduced fetal heartbeat bills this year. A handful of states have passed similar bills in recent years, although they generally face court challenges. After getting fired last Friday morning at Henry Pratt Company, a manufacturing business in Aurora, Illinois, 40 miles west of Chicago, Gary Martin took out his Smith & Wesson handgun and killed 5 employees, wounded another employee, as well as 6 police officers, reports CNN. The gunman was killed at the scene by the thin blue line. As he lay dying, Josh Pinkard, the plant manager, texted his wife Tara at 1:24 p.m., saying, quote, "I love you. I've been shot at work," end quote, before he died at the scene. Tara Pinkard shared a heart-wrenching post on Facebook Sunday morning, saying, quote, "The police told us there were fatalities. He read my husband's name. I immediately left and went to get my kids. With my pastor's help, since family was still on planes to get to us, I told my children their dad did not make it and is in heaven with Jesus. I've never had to do something that hard," end quote. She asked people to pray, saying, quote, "Please continue to pray for my mother-in-law. This is her second child she will bury. Please pray for my sister-in-law. Josh was her twin brother. Please pray for my children. They are struggling because they miss a daddy who loved them so much. Please pray that somehow I can put that one foot in front of the other. And again, thank you for all the kindness you have shown to us," end quote. If you'd like to support the Pinkard family as they grieve the loss of their husband, dad, and son, you can go to a GoFundMe link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Despite being 66 years old, Jenny Turner is not slowing down anytime soon. Instead, she ran 7 marathons on 7 continents in 7 days. Oregon Live reports that the woman signed up for the 2019 World Marathon Challenge and completed it between January 29th and February 6th. The challenge cost a total of $43,000 to pay for the charter flights, hotels, and meals. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, February 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.